First to the crisis unfolding in Australian cricket. The ball tampering scandal has seen Test captain Steve Smith suspended for one match, but some veterans of the game and multitudes of fans are calling for heads to roll. It's all come at a sensitive time for the game. Cricket Australia is trying to negotiate a broadcast rights deal worth millions, and it's just months after a bitter pay dispute between the organisation and its players. With major sponsors asking some tough questions, the events in South Africa could cause major damage, both to the bottom line and in the way Australians perceive the sport of cricket. Thomas Ariti reports.
The cricketing world is in shock, and according to some, the cheating controversy could challenge our very perceptions of the game.
People still hold on to this idea that cricket is somehow above other more unpleasant sides of society or indeed other sports.
David Rowe is an Emeritus Professor of Cultural Research at Western Sydney University.
I think you have to see all of this in the context of the kind of privileged place of cricket in Australian sports culture. All those extravagant things which are said about the status of the Australian cricket captain being the most important job in the land and so on, cricket being a gentleman's game, should be gentle person's game, of course, but it's got that old Victorian era sense of a gentlemanly game played in the right spirit. And when something like this happens, it does erode that privileged cultural place of cricket in Australia.
Does that have financial repercussions? Do you think that old Victorian idea of the gentleman's game can have dollars and cents associated with it?
Yes, it does have economic implications because it is part of the brand. It's kind of ironic in a way that its appeal to the old amateur days when people played because they loved the game rather than received very substantial remuneration for being involved in it, in all forms of the game, from Test cricket through one day to 2020. That is, if you like, an economic proposition in itself, that it is somehow above economics. And quite clearly, it cannot be so. It is a professional sport. It is supported by big business, by big media, by the public in general that watches the sport on television, goes to the ground. These all are matters which have both social and cultural and economic implications, and they're all rolled into each other.
Those implications could be serious. Cricket Australia is in the middle of negotiations to lock in a broadcast rights deal spanning years and worth millions. And according to sports media rights experts, something like this could affect the organisation's negotiating power. Colin Smith is the managing director of advisory group Global Media and Sports.
Let's put in context first. They're looking for a minimum of a 50% increase, and what they would hope for is a 100% increase. Unfortunately, what's happened over the last few days is truly an own goal and actually has ramifications, as they have just sent back to broadcasters to resubmit their bids for the future broadcast rights.
As a former head of the International Cricket Council and the Australian Cricket Board, Malcolm Speed is used to negotiations like this, and he's warned that the crisis has come at a particularly bad time.
It's very, very poor timing. The deal is right at its high point, where they're seeking, I think, second round offers. That may be suspended, it may go on. They're judgment calls that Cricket Australia will have to make.
But it's not just the broadcast rights deal. Major sponsors are also asking for an explanation, even if they don't directly support the men's team. The Commonwealth Bank hasn't sponsored the men since last year, but it does sponsor the women's team, Indigenous cricket, cricketers with disabilities, and grassroots cricket. And a spokesman for the bank has told The World Today,
"We are disappointed about the events that have emerged from the third test in South Africa and have asked for a full explanation from Cricket Australia following the conclusion of its investigation into this affair."
But David Rowe from Western Sydney University says talk of the men's team being suddenly unsellable is a bit preemptive.
We have to realise we're in the middle of a kind of media maelstrom at the moment, at the high point of a media sports scandal. And a lot of extreme things are said at such times. There are a lot of people out there making their views clear, some just because they want to express them, some because they have particular interests.
He does, however, point out the impact this scandal could have on the players themselves, just months after a bitter pay dispute with Cricket Australia.
The way that the negotiating team held together, and they didn't allow the top players from being split off from the lesser players, that was a significant exercise of kind of collective strength on behalf of the cricketers. Now they've put themselves in a rather weakened position because the leadership team is complicit in this cheating activity.
For media rights expert Colin Smith, Cricket Australia's next move will be crucial.
So the important issue is that Cricket Australia and its players need to address this issue immediately and show immediate contrition. In other words, saying, you know, we've made a major mistakes here and we are going to change the way we do things.
Media rights expert Colin Smith ending that report from Thomas Ariti.